Hey, Mama. Are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. Hey, Mama. Welcome to another episode of the CEO Mama Confessions. So we are going to be talking about how you don't need to hop on every marketing trend. Now, before we get into this, I want to remind you that I am hosting the Ditch the Algorithm and Get Visible Off Socials Masterclass. It's going to be on Tuesday, June 4th. So click the link below in the episode description or over in the show notes to grab your spot. Again, it is a free masterclass where I'm going to be diving into ways that you can get visible outside of social media. And these are strategies that you can easily implement as a mama with a limited time and capacity. These are the same strategies that I teach my coaching clients. And it really helps you create that brand awareness, build your authority, get your name out as the go-to person in your niche, and get in front of more people. So, again, the link to grab your spot is down below in the episode description, or you can head on over to the show notes. All right. So, like I said, you do not need to hop on every single marketing trend. And I see a lot of people do this, and I've been guilty of this myself, is that we think that, you know, getting on a new marketing trend, you know, hopping on a new platform, that's going to, you know, get us the results we've been wanting. That's going to be that thing that gives us that breakthrough in our business. But the reality is that a new marketing trend is not going to fix your marketing strategy. Hopping on each new trend is actually a distraction. Your time and capacity are limited as a mom. I know I say that a lot, but the reality it is, our time and capacity are limited. We only have so much time that we can dedicate to specific things in our business. We only have so much brain capacity to be doing, you know, different things and whatnot. And so we can't hop on every single new trend that comes our way. We can't be going from here to there to there to there. Like, that is going to drive you crazy. That is going to leave you exhausted. But also, you're going to be so stretched thin, you're not going to really be able to get the results that you desire because you're not really mastering the real thing. You're not really getting to the root of the issue, which is not the platform. It's the strategy. And that's what's going on here. Like, you need to have a strategy. You need to be clear in your messaging in order for you to see those results that you want to see. So it really doesn't matter what platform you're on. Now, I will say, like, when it comes to the platform, and I don't even want to say the platform, like, you need to be on more than one platform. That's bottom line. You can't just rely solely on one platform. But when it comes to it, you need to be on platforms that you actually enjoy. And you need to learn the ins and outs of those platforms. Like, I've said it before on the podcast, but podcasting, creating podcast content versus creating social media content, two different things. So your strategy, although it's going to be the same strategy, how you execute it, it's going to look different. You can't do what you're doing on Instagram and do that on a podcast. It's not going to work because a podcast is long form content. People want more. The little snippets, it's not going to work. Even if you do short episodes, like I've done 8-minute episodes, but it's still, you get more from that compared to me doing a 30-second reel or putting together a carousel post with a caption. It's still different. So you have to keep that in mind. So again, jumping from platform to platform, hopping on each new marketing trend is not going to solve the problem. You need to get clear on your messaging. You need to get clear on what you're actually trying to do, what you're communicating to your audience through your content, regardless of what platform you're on. And when it comes to, you know, say you are trying out a new platform, you have to give it time. Like one of the things I see, like especially when it comes to podcasting, people are quick to give up on it because they don't see that immediate return. And the reality is that it does take time. Like it takes time. And regardless of what platform you're on, it's going to take time because you have to get your name out there. People are looking to see, are you being consistent? Is your messaging actually resonating with them? Like, are they actually connecting to it? Are you clear in who you're talking to? Like, does your ideal client see your content, listen to your content, like, and it clicks, it resonates? It's like, yes, you're talking to me. Also, where are you leading them with this content? Where are they going? After they consume their content, what are they doing next? Is that clear? So you want to make sure you have those things really like outlined, clear, like you are clear on all those things before you start trying to hop on these new platforms, on these new marketing trends. So I will say, like, as a mom of young children and running a business, less is more. Like, we need to keep our marketing simple so that way we can realistically maintain it. Like, we really mess ourselves up when we start trying to, like I said, hop on every trend or be on every single platform, and we get burnt out. And so then you reach this point where then you're not showing up on any platform. And it's like, you have to keep it simple. And so, you know, Susie over here is now talking about, oh, you need to be on YouTube. You need to be on YouTube. And so now you're going to stress yourself out trying to figure out how to actually leverage YouTube for your business. And it's like, for what? Like, especially if you haven't mastered what you are currently doing, a new platform isn't necessarily going to fix that. Now, like I said, yes, you want to make sure you have at least, like, you're on at least more than one platform, because I'll say this too, I'm blue in the face. Solely being on social media, and even for me, solely podcasting, that is not going to get me the results that I want. You have to keep in mind, like, putting all your content eggs in a single basket is going to limit your reach. It's not going to get you in front of enough people. But also being aware of how your ideal clients are operating. How are they actually consuming content? Where are they showing up? So that's the other thing with these trends too, is that, does it make sense for you? Like, is that what your ideal client, is that where they're hanging out? Is that what they want? Because if not, you're again wasting your time. So you don't want to put yourself in the situation where you're having to learn a new platform or strategy every time there's a new trend. Like, that is super stressful, and it will have you running around like a chicken with their head cut off, like, period. And so don't feel like you need to hop on every single trend. I strongly believe that as a business owner, we need to be enjoying how we're showing up. And so really focusing on getting visible on platforms that we enjoy, creating content in ways that we enjoy, where we actually thrive. And I know not everyone agrees with this because there are people who will tell you till they're blue in the face, like, you have to be on social media. You're not a legitimate business if you're not on social media. And I disagree. I'm sorry, but I do. I understand that social media is not for everyone, and that is okay because social media isn't the only platform. Instagram isn't the only platform. Facebook isn't the only platform. TikTok isn't the only platform. Threads isn't the only platform. There are other ways to get visible, to connect with your ideal client. And so it's all about figuring out what is that for you, not what everybody else is saying you should do. What do you actually enjoy? Because whether or not you enjoy it is going to determine whether or not you're consistent with it. I've said this before. I am consistent with my podcast and I am consistent with my emails. Every week, you guys get at least one podcast episode from me. Now, I've been really good, like, with putting out two episodes every week. I think there was maybe one week so far this year where I only put out one. But outside of that, I'm consistent. Like, you are going to hear me on this podcast. Every week, you're going to get an email from me. And I've been very consistent with sending out emails twice a week because that's how I enjoy creating content. That's what lights me up. With Instagram, I have these periods where I will put out content. And there are other times where you may not see me for a whole week. You may only see me 1 or 2 days a week. But you know what? I'm at peace with that because I know my podcast is still going live every week. My emails are being sent out to my email community every week. And I also leverage other things like speaking engagements at virtual summits and different things like that. And so I'm good. I prioritize creating content on the platforms that I truly enjoy, where it naturally comes easy for me to show up, where I am inspired. I am energized. Like, when I record these podcast episodes, I am lit up. I'm like, let's do this. I got this. Like, that's how I'm able to batch record, you know, about 4 episodes on like one of my 2 batching days. Like, I have 2 batching days a month and I break it up because I do, you know, 8 episodes a month. And so I batch record 4 on one day and then the other 4 on another day. But it doesn't drain me. It's not like pulling teeth or anything like that. It's because I enjoy it. Even with my emails, I enjoy writing my emails. So you have to find out, what do you enjoy? And I know people say, well, not everything in business is fun. I get that because not everything in business is fun, but how you create content, that should be fun. Marketing your business, that should be fun. Talking about your offers in a way that you enjoy, like, it should be fun. Like, point blank, period. Because if you're not enjoying it, you're not going to do it. You're not going to be consistent with it. And then you're not going to grow your community. You're not going to build your authority. You're not going to create that offer awareness and sign clients. So I'm going to get off my soapbox now. But like I said, you need to get visible on platforms that you enjoy and you realistically have the capacity to commit to. Like, that's a big part of it. Like, what is your capacity? What can you realistically commit to and be consistent with that you know? No matter what, everything else may fall apart, but this is going to continue happening. I'm going to be consistent with. And the other thing is too, is that, like I mentioned earlier, you have to have clear messaging that resonates with your ideal client. So speaking to that ideal client's pain points and the transformation they desire, if you're not speaking the language that your ideal client understands, your offers aren't going to sell. And it doesn't matter what platform you're on. It doesn't matter how you're marketing your business. Without that clear messaging, that's going to mess you up. So you have to be clear on that. And then you have to actually make sure you're telling people how they can work with you. You're inviting people to work with you. This is something that we can easily forget or leave off. And sometimes it's because we're not comfortable with selling. But if you're not giving that invitation for people to work with you, then they're not going to know you're a business. They're not going to know how you can help them. So all of these pieces play a huge role in all of that. And I share all that to say is that getting on a new platform, trying out a new marketing trend, that's not going to fix the root issue. If you don't have all those other things, like I said, your I's dotted and your T's crossed, if you don't have that down, then it doesn't matter what platform you're showing up on, because it's not going to work, because that stuff at its core is what you need to have. That's the foundational part. The platform does not matter. It does not matter. You just need to be on more than one platform. But if you don't have those other things down, the platform doesn't matter. So one of the things I want to bring up when it comes to selling your offers, and essentially like when you are getting visible on other platforms. So this is more so related to like whether you are starting your own podcast or even guesting on a podcast. So I was being interviewed on a podcast, and one of the things the host said was that I was one of the first podcasters she had heard talk about their offers and what they do on their podcast. And she said that like most podcasts that she has listened to, she didn't know the host had a business until like either she decided to follow them on Instagram or something like that. And so when we fail to sell, when we fail to talk about our offers, people don't know that we're a business. People don't know how they can work with us. And we think like, well, I shared about it that one time, but that doesn't mean that everybody saw or listened to your content that one time. This is why you always need to be talking about your offers and reminding people that you are a business. Because if not, again, like it doesn't matter the platform, whether you are deciding to start a podcast, whether you are, you know, on Threads, whether you are blogging, YouTube, if you decide to leverage Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, if you aren't communicating what your offers are, how you help your clients, people won't know that you're a business. You have to talk about what you do. You have to let people know how you can help them. You have to talk about your offers. Because if not, then people are just going to think that you're a motivational speaker or you like to share tips and strategies. Like, you have to let people know, hey, I'm a business and I'm open for clients. This is how you can work with me. So I really wanted to drive that point home, because I've seen that too, where podcasts I've listened to, I'm like, wow, they have really great content, but what do they do? So you don't want to find yourself in that situation. So make sure you're doing that. You're talking about your offers. You're letting people know how they can work with you. So that is it for this CEO Mama Confession. I hope it encourages you, because like I said, like, it can be so tempting to want to hop on the latest trend. Like, I know when Threads came about, everybody was talking about, oh, you need to be on Threads, you need to be on Threads. The reality is that you don't. You don't have to hop on every trend. You need to first make sure that you are clear on your messaging, clear in who you are supporting, you know, and creating content that resonates with your ideal client. So you need to be clear on who your ideal client is and what you need to be saying to them. And being clear on how you are promoting your offers, how you're communicating your offers, like how you're talking about your offers, how you help, what it is that you do, what your area of expertise is. You need to be clear on that part. And once you have that down, you can decide what platforms you want to be on. And make sure that you're on platforms that you actually enjoy. You don't have to force yourself to be on platforms where it's just not a good fit for you. That is okay. Like I tell people all the time, podcasting is not for everyone. And that's okay, because there are so many other ways to market your business. There's so many other ways to get visible, get your name out there, build your authority. There isn't just one way. And I want you to know that, because I see a lot of times too where people are pressuring people where you have to do this. No, you don't. You have to find what works for you. Now, there are some essential things that you have to do. Like I said, having that messaging down, having a clear strategy. But outside of that, what platforms you're on, that's completely up to you, you know? And a big part of that is making sure you're showing up where your ideal clients are showing up. Because if you're showing up on a platform where they're not hanging out, then you're not talking to anybody. So I hope that takes some of that pressure off for you, because I see that happen a lot. Like, I even had a client who really wanted to get into email marketing, but realistically, she didn't have the capacity to take it on in the way that she would need to in order to see that return from it. But also, she was already on a couple of platforms that were working very well for her. And it's like, why are you adding that stress when you're already doing amazing with what you're currently doing? Now, yes, it's something you want to get into. And as your capacity increases and you have, you know, the time and the energy to focus on really learning email marketing, you can do it then. But right now, if you're good with where you're at, because you're seeing the results, it's working for you. So I hope that encourages you. Again, next month, I'm hosting the Ditch the Algorithm and Get Visible Off Socials Masterclass. So click the link below in the episode description or head on over to the show notes to grab your spot. It is a free masterclass. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Well, Mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.